Good day, everybody. This is Mike Zuzulo with the highlights and the grains for this Friday at the Merck. March Madness has not only hit college basketball, it's also hitting the grain complex here at the end of the week. Fresh new crop acreage estimates, along with a dearth of new export news, have both brought profit-taking to the grain markets on Friday, with the corn leading the break in percentage terms. Unlike wheat and beans, Gulf basis for corn has backed off 1 to 3 cents again today, with some interior points along the river system also finding basis pressure. The softer cash market, coupled with news wires reporting that the Senate Energy Committee is now investigating the possible effects of the ethanol industry on the record-high gas prices around the country, has the bear spread very active in corn today, July being sold against the December. Also supporting the trade bias of correcting the old crop, new crop spread is that the new crop corn seems to be more supported by supply-side issues, including fresh 2013 acreage estimates by some private firms shrinking compared with their earlier guesses. Continued cold, wet weather for the near term being seen as we head into the weekend is another feature of underlying support for new crop, in my opinion. I doubt that many traders in Chicago want to sell new crop corn, given that the central part of the Corn Belt could receive 8-plus inches of snow, or given that the Delta Tennessee River Valley growing areas are looking at temperatures of 20-plus degrees below normal. Beans have seen a shift in their trade since early part of Friday's trading session. Initially, the lead month May was leading the deferreds lower as a lack of fresh bean exports being reported since midweek probably brought with it some long liquidation. However, with cash basis at the Gulf once again firming here, and given that the uncertainty surrounding next week's stocks report is still out there, the bull spreading in beans has resumed, with May only down in the single digits. Even with the weaker export sales on Thursday, U.S. bean export commitments are only 37 million bushels from USDA's target, with still 24 weeks left in the marketing year. I suspect this is keeping many sellers on the sidelines until next week's numbers are released. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz, and please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.